The following program is brought to you in living color.
Then a toast, my love, my dearie, to our Merry Christmas. God bless us.
God bless us.
God bless us, everyone.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's the Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape and the lifestyle it creates. Now, here's your host for the Wine Crush, Laura Lawson.
It's a party. Come on, it's Christmas Eve. Lighten up a little bit. Billy, we are going to need champagne for 250 people, and please send the stuff that you send to me. Don't send the stuff that I send to other people.
Welcome to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, your favorite Chardonnay sipping diva, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory, all the vine, all the time, everything you ever wanted to know about that cute little grape but were afraid to ask. That's what we're here for. We're your media resource. Now, I'm going to warn everybody from the outset that today is going to be a unique show. You can already hear Kent getting into the holiday spirit, but let me explain why. Today is the day of our Grand Studios Christmas party, so everybody around here has already been into the spirits. So no telling who's going to drop in, drop by, or what kind of questions are going to come through. I apologize ahead of time. I've laid out my wine recommendations, my various notes. They've disappeared 6 times. So today we're going to have fun, and we're going to fly by the seat of our pants and just enjoy it.
So what would be different about today's show?
Well, usually it's me disorganized. I don't usually have help getting disorganized.
Oh, okay, okay.
All yes. Right. And thank you for the new intro. I like the holiday
spirit. You like that? That's good.
We are. All right, so we are off and counting. We are less than 10 days to that magical day that is Christmas. And, of course, by now I'm sure that all of you have finished all your shopping. You're at home right now by the fireside. You're having your eggnog. You're having your Chardonnay. You're having your champagne. All your presents are wrapped. Tree is up. Decorations. Yeah, of course. Certainly that's not my life. And I have a couple friends that was their life, and they were all prepared. But I decided to take them out drinking, so I wrecked their peace and harmony. So life is good in the studio today. So, as I was talking about in the previous shows, when you're planning for wine as gifts and wine for personalities, it has been a challenge, as all of you have followed along with me. But I have learned something. When you're planning ahead for Christmas, and if you want to take the idea of making it personal like I did and buy wine that reflects people's personality, the best thing you can do when you're picking out these wines is consider their personalities in July. Do not think about the people as you encounter them now. Don't think about the holiday rush, because right now, if I had to go back over my Christmas list and rebuy all the presents I was buying based on personality, I think everybody would get some kind of acidic, off-the-wall 63-point Chardonnay, because everyone I've talked to lately is bitter. But I think that's just the holiday season coming through. So as you get through and look at the gift-giving and look at the excitement, just remember to think of all your friends and relatives and everybody fondly like they were in July. Right, Kent?
Absolutely, Laura. Absolutely.
What, are we just going to be agreeable today?
Yes.
Okay.
Might as well. It's Christmas. Come on.
Oh, Lord, help me. All right. As we move through, though, I have to admit, even though I'm the Chardonnay guzzling diva, we have to look at different wines. Quite frankly, I think I've consumed every American-made Chardonnay in the last 3 weeks. So I want to branch out on today's wine recommendations, because I'm still getting a lot of questions about people. Well, what's the ultimate wine to serve, even though we've addressed the question here and there? So I'm going to go off the wall. These may be wines we have talked about in the past on The Crush, but nevertheless, they are always crowd pleasers. So our white recommendation for this week is Sokol Blosser Evolution. Evolution, we've had Alex Sokolblosser on the show. Evolution is a blend of 9 grapes. And for those of you who are wine savvy enough, it can also be a fun party favor, because you actually give them the wine or pour them the wine and then make them name the 9 grapes. It can kind of go through like the 12 days of Christmas before it's over with. But in all sincerity, this is a blend of Pinot Gris, Miller Thurgau, White Riesling, Semillon, Muscat, Gewürztraminer, Pinot Blanc, Chardonnay, and Sylvaner. 9 different grapes. And because of that, it has that perfect balance. It doesn't matter whether you're serving ham, you're serving lamb, you're serving canapés, you're serving quiche, you're serving popcorn. This wine does blend. And whether you're a high alcohol, high oak Chardonnay fan like I am, or whether it's someone like Aunt Bessie who only drinks Riesling, this wine will go a long way to getting you through the party. Well balanced, very, very good, and easy to find. And that's something that's key this time of year, as we're rushing in and out of stores, whether you're in your wine shops, whether you're in your Mega Mart, whether you're in your grocery store, your liquor store. At this point, if you're still shopping for wine, you need to be able to grab something convenient and easily findable. And Sokol Blosser Evolution is definitely that wine.
Isn't it kind of risky, though, to have that many grapes in one wine? In other words, you're serving it with food. It might not blend with...
What do you think? All the little grapes can get together, have little swords and patches on their eyes and revolt?
There might be one grape that's not cooperative with whatever you're eating.
Well, there might just be one grape or one person in the studio that's not cooperative. Does that ever stop the rest of us anyway?
Well, that's true. It doesn't stop this show.
No, of course not. No, actually, they all harmonize very, very well together. They have this great little singing voice, which I'm sure we can get you to emulate after another glass of Chardonnay that you get through. Yes, the soundboard's going to be very fun today. But no, Evolution is the great grape. Yes, they all get along. They all play well with others, and it does play well with whatever you're going to put on your buffet. Now, keep that in mind. I have decided that to accommodate my whole family, I'm going to do a Christmas Day brunch. And this is kind of what started me on that track. I know we've talked on the Crush before about nothing goes well with eggs. If there was ever a wine that could get you through a Christmas Day brunch besides champagne, it's going to be this Evolution because it will pair well and make everybody happy. The downside or the upside, however you want to look at it, it doesn't have as much alcohol as, say, a Chardonnay. So keep that in mind as you're serving. You can either be lighter or heavier depending on how you want to do your pours. So there's your white recommendation. Since we are talking about blends and we're talking about different things to look at, if you're going to look at a red, Chateau Saint Jean makes a wine called Cinq Cépages, C-I-N-Q-C-E-P-A-G-E, and it means blend of five. Now, in all essences, the Saint Jean Cinq Cépages is a Cabernet. So for those that say, I only drink Cabernet, this will make them very, very happy. But for those who are also looking for something more approachable, some kind of red wine that you don't have to have a chair and a whip to make it sit down at the dinner table, this wine definitely meets everything. It's a great Bordeaux blend, so it has all the great varietals in it. It does have Merlot, it has Cabernet Franc, Malbec, and a little bit of Petit Verdot. So it means it has the great perfume nature to it, it has a softness to it, and also it opens up nicely. So if you're doing any kind of beef, if you're doing a standing rib roast, if you're doing tenderloin, if you're going to do pork, once again, if you're going to do lamb, this wine will play well, and all five grapes, Kent, before you ask.
They do blend?
All of them blend. Now, I won't say they harmonize so much as they just all take turns singing at a different moment.
Okay.
But nevertheless, the overall effect is lovely. But they play well together, and they'll play nicely on your table. And once again, it goes back to being able to go into your local wine place and be able to pick up something that's readily available. Because we all talk about these neat, unique things, whether it's Donna Estates or Plump Jack Chardonnay that we all love and adore around here. This time of year, it's crunch time trying to find them. Cinq Cépages should be available pretty much anywhere you're going to go. Now, retail on this is going to run you probably around $40, so it's a little bit more expensive. But hey, it's the holidays. You're worth it. And keep in mind, if you're hosting a lot of people, you definitely need to be worth it, and you need to be drinking something worthwhile because you're probably going to have to consume a lot. So there's your wine recommendations for the week. Chateau Saint Jean, Cinq Cépages, Cabernet Sauvignon, and Sokol Blosser Evolution, and they will all play nicely with each other. So we've asked y'all several times to call in to give us your wine questions, as we're going to have fun on the show and make it all about you. And we have just gotten so many calls and so many emails, we do appreciate it. But I was kind of working with something. I was looking over trying to do a top 10 show for New Year's Eve. And I was trying to think of the neat stories and the neat things that we've encountered. And the one thing that keeps coming back to me is talking about green wine. We're not talking about Vino Verde. We're not talking the wine out of Portugal. We're talking about the wineries that say we're solar paneled, that we have a negative carbon footprint, that we ship amicably, carrier pigeons carry us, so nobody has to worry about it. How much does green really mean to you when it comes to what you're buying and what you're consuming beverage-wise? That's the question for the week. I know it's a bit off the holiday theme, but this is something that's fascinating me. We've talked a lot about biodynamic. We've heard about organic, and now the buzzword for 2010 was green. So what do you care? Does this make a difference for you? Are you more interested in a wine being green or a wine that got 94 points? If the 96-point wine is not green and it's not carbon neutral, do you still buy it? Call us, 877-4CRUSH1, or email me, Laura Lawson, at winecrush.com. And by the way, thank all of you. I guess you took my advice from last week's show, and you make sure you're emailing me like at 9 and 10 o'clock at night on the East Coast. I hope y'all are enjoying the answers you are getting off my phone. Sometimes I answer it, sometimes I don't, and sometimes I type well. So I do encourage you, email me directly, lauralawson@winecrush.com, and I will get back to you as quickly as possible. We are going to take a very small break right now, but when we return, we are going to get into your calls, your emails, and see just how festive we can get Kent before the show is over with.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas, George!
Merry Christmas, Movie Hall! Merry Christmas, Emporium! Merry Christmas, you wonderful old Billy and Lowe!
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
Merry Christmas from the Wine Crush.
A wonderful Christmas time.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective, it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, Gold Garage and pit passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Oh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Honey, put this on top of the minivan.
We're only going for 2 weeks. You want me to back the kitchen sink, too?
Well, is there room?
Hey, you guys, you going on vacation?
Who's that?
I don't know.
Because we're planning on robbing your house tonight.
All right, I'm calling an alarm service.
Wouldn't it be great if you could be warned of life's risks? If you have diabetes, you can. There's a simple blood test called A1C that can help measure your risk of complications from diabetes. Why is it important? Because more than 600 people every day die from diabetes and its complications. If your A1C is above 7, your doctor can show you how to lower it. If you have diabetes, know your risk. Know your A1C. Ask your doctor, or for more information, go to www.diabetesa1c.org or call 1-877-TEST-A1C. Brought to you by the American Diabetes Association, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation International, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are kicking off our Christmas week holiday show and just going to have a good old time doing it. So we have been looking through emails, looking through calls, and I'm going to go ahead and answer this first one. It was done randomly. It was a text onto my phone, but it really does have some pertinence right now. I have been looking in my local Mega Mart, and I've seen a lot of these wines that either say they're Choco Vine or Barista, that they are chocolate or coffee-flavored wine. Explain to me, please, how you make wine from coffee or you make wine from chocolate. I thought all wine was made from grapes. Well, that is a very interesting question all the way around. This is something we are seeing a real upsurgence and uptick on in the market these days. I'm not really sure what demographic they're going after. If you think about it through the years, you've always seen some kind of fruit-flavored wines, whether it was with Boone's Farm doing strawberry, whether it's some of the local areas doing blueberry or peach or muscadine. And now people have really started thinking about it. If you think about day in, day out, what gets you through the day, at least for me, my coffee in the morning, my chocolate mid-afternoon, and my wine shortly after my chocolate. So you take those three things together, and someone has come up with a brilliant idea to put coffee and wine together. I don't know if they consider it an energy drink. I don't know if they consider it, some kind of motivation. You can be a wide awake drunk. I don't know. Actually, I don't know the caffeine content on these items. But ultimately, to answer your question, you cannot make wine out of coffee. You cannot make wine out of chocolate. And trust me, if they can make wine out of chocolate, I would have found it by now. What these people are doing is they're blended wines. They are wines that they take the concept of I'm going to make something that tastes like coffee, and then I'm going to add wine to it. And using wine is a kind of a detrimental term. Most of these people are adding neutral grain fruit spirits to it. So what this is, it's wine that's been distilled down, so it's not tasting like a Chardonnay, it's not tasting like a Cabernet. It is basically taken down to its bare essence, and it's just alcohol form. In a roundabout way, if you wanted to think, I'm going to get in trouble for this one way or the other, it's kind of like having an odorless, flavorless liquor made from wine. It's kind of like these vodkas, but it is fermented and it is broken down to that point. So they put the flavors of chocolate or flavors of coffee together in the bottle, and then they add the alcohol to it. I personally have not tried any of these yet. I know they're flying off the shelves. I know a lot of people are interested in them. I can see maybe it would be interesting. I wonder if you could take the chocolate flavored wine and make a slushy out of it.
Oh my gosh.
Well, it's a thought. It would make a great afternoon snack.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be a wet blanket here, but when I want coffee, I want coffee. When I want wine, I want wine.
If you have days like all of us are having now where we don't know what direction, whether I need caffeine, whether I need alcohol, or I need sleep, it works out well.
Drink a little of everything. Just have a little wine, then have some coffee.
We could put it all together and just like kill three birds with one stone. If you're a very busy person, you can put it all in one glass and get it done. Now, what's the objection to that?
It's just like, I mean, you know, it's people who dump everything in coffee these days. It's just not, it's not done.
What do you mean dump everything in coffee?
I mean, they're blending coffee with everything. Sometimes I just want coffee, and I just don't want wine.
You're the kind of guy that I stand behind in line at Starbucks, and you walk up to the counter and look at that poor little kid and said, I just want a tall cup of coffee. And if they ask you a question, it just flusters you, doesn't it?
I just want a cup of Joe. That's what I tell them. Give me a cup of Joe.
Joe's not working today. I'm sure that's the answer you get. I've seen some of these people. All right, past that. No, but I do have to admit, I am a purist. I do, in a sense, agree with Kent. These beverages are fun. They're sold in the wine department, but are they wine? No, they're not wine. So enjoy them for what they are. Enjoy them for the flavors. If you have people that don't particularly like the flavor of Chardonnay, bless their little hearts, then perhaps this is something that will appeal to them. So I hope that answers your question. Who knows what we have incited by that, but at least it was kind of straight and to the point. Well, Kent, I hear a rumor that we may have some brave people that have decided to call the wine line. Is that truth or fiction?
People who were wandering by the studio a little while ago and we made them ask a question. Here they are.
You made them ask a question?
Well, no. They have wine questions when they come by here.
All right. Well, we'll take a shot. Who do we have on the wine line,
Kent?
Well,
I got Jim from Georgia this time around.
All right, Jim. Welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hi, Laura. I'd like to give some wine as a Christmas gift this year to an older couple. In your experience, what type of wines do older people tend to prefer?
Jim?
Yeah, in your experience,
yeah, in my
Laura.
Experience. Jim, how in my experience do you think I would know what older people like to drink? Do you realize how bad you started off on an awful foot for me to answer this question? And I have been very, very good for the last 6 months. I have not been ugly to a caller. I have not made fun of a caller, at least not on the air. But really, older people, I have no clue. Kent, I'm going to let you field this one. Kent, you want to take a shot at it?
Jim, you might as well have said, hey, Grandma, come on over here and give me some sugar. What's the matter?
Yeah.
Whiz. Oh, gee. Just get you a good bottle of port.
No, I do like the idea. Well, Jim, older people are people, too. I had this discussion actually over lunch the other day. Just because you get older in life, if you cross that 50-year-old barrier, 60-year-old barrier, there is not automatically a law on the books that says, number one, you have to give these people sweaters, fuzzy slippers, and robes for Christmas. Chances are, in this age and time, they are still pretty happening and know what's going on and don't need just to retire themselves for the couch. So it does not need to be fuzzy. It does not need to be warm. And as far as what kind of wine do older people want? Well, there's several factors that probably go in that. Number one, how many children do they have? If they have a lot of children this time of year, it doesn't matter what type they want. It's how much they want.
Something with a kick.
Yeah, something with a kick. If this were my parents, they'd say, wine? Absolutely not. What kind of scotch do you have? But I'm going to take your question in the light it was meant, and I'm not going to make fun of you anymore, although I'm not old yet. I feel old today. I'm just not there. But if you are looking at people who are traditionalists, it is always fun to let them go and revisit the wine that they probably grew up on. In the sense, BV, Beaulieu Vineyards, has been around and making wine forever. I remember seeing 1968 BVs. I remember my grandparents, those would be older people, drinking BV. A lot of them are partial to, don't laugh, those old Chiantis that still have the straw on them that they enjoyed when they were going out to their Italian restaurants. Lancer's Blue Nun. Now, I'm not saying give these seriously, but these are ones that can inspire them to tell you stories. And that's one of the coolest things you can do. It doesn't matter age or time. If you're going to give an older couple a bottle of wine, just make sure it's good. Make sure it's along the lines of what they might like. But if you really ever want to get that generation to open up, find one of the older wines, like I said, Lancer's, Blue Nun, BV, and ask them questions. If they look at it and they say, oh, I remember the first time I had this, this can lead to some great conversations, and probably you'll hear stories that you never would have heard otherwise. So, Jim, I hope you enjoyed that answer. I certainly enjoyed answering the question. If nothing else, I relieved a little bit of the holiday angst, if nothing else,
Jim,
by laughing at you.
I hope you have some dignity left after Laura got through with your question there.
Yes, because at this point, there's no dignity left in the building, so it really doesn't matter. One of us need to capture it. We're going to take a small break right here, and the fun will continue after this commercial.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-727-8614.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-727-8614. That's 1-800-727-8614.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes, between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beach. Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air. Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
We are talking about our world today. Oh, and someone's on the line.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline.
Welcome, Jacqueline. How old are you? You sound so young.
I'm 8.
Oh, wow. I assume you're a student, right?
Yes, from Jefferson Elementary. And I have a question.
Sure. And what's your question?
We all know the Earth has 7 continents that currently carry 193 countries. Those continents make up 29% of the Earth's surface, meaning that the vast majority of our planet, 71%, is comprised of water. Taking into consideration man automatically adapts to environmental conditions, why is it that I need to take swimming lessons?
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. And as I warned you at the outset of the show, today is PRN's holiday party and people would be wandering in and out. And sure enough, we have a reveler that has wandered in and I have to behave for this one. So at this point, we have the president of PRN, Mr. Doug Rice, coming to make a guest appearance here on The Crush. Welcome, Douglas.
Thank you for having me on. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. All those salutations that are appropriate at this time of the year.
It is always nice for people. I love it. I've gotten in a habit this year. In the past, I'd always said happy holidays. And I've decided this year, it's Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas. And I'm going to make sure that we all enjoy it.
I think you're safe if you combine the two. I really don't think that you can go wrong if happy holidays is somehow married to Merry Christmas. I think that's really well. I've already had an early Christmas present, an impromptu family reunion this week. I have 7 brothers and sisters. I'm the youngest out of 8.
Oh, my God. I want to meet your mother. I just can't imagine that poor woman if there are 8 of you.
She is a wonderful lady at 93 years old. She is still very feisty and puts us in our place if need be.
She'd have to. You're your own baseball team.
Oh, we are. I mean, you know, she could still probably pitch if she had to underhanded. And we all met at the popular spot of Olive Garden, and it was kind of like a scene out of Meet the Fockers.
Alrighty.
You know, just trying to arrange that many people, and then you realize that some of your relatives don't get out very much at all.
No, and they don't.
One of my brothers was aggravated because he hadn't been served his salad. Well, he had. It's the great big salad bowl. He didn't realize, well, you portion this out and put it over here, and I'm going, don't get out a lot, do you?
So. No, see, at that point, if that had been my family, we would have just handed them the bowl and the fork and say, here, go
yeah,
for it.
And that pretty much just gave them the tongs. Yep. This is how that works. And, you know, I know this is the wine show, so we helped the economy a lot.
A lot.
When you have that many relatives together at one spot, probably good to have a few extra bottles.
Well, no, that is. is the question then, and we've been joking about that here on The Crush. Now, obviously, we all drink to be festive and to enjoy one each other, but when you have a family that size, was any of that defensive drinking?
I don't know if it's defensive drinking or if it's just icebreakers, because for some of these folks that are my brothers and sisters, it's been years since I've seen them last. And I don't have a whole heck of a lot in common with them, except the little 93-year-old woman in the wheelchair. So it's probably not bad to have a glass or two to kind of, you know, break the ice and push on through that.
It's always nice to ease your way in. Now, for our listeners, I'm not deliberately putting Doug on the spot.
Oh,
but
please do.
I was actually
please
going
do.
To talk about Doug, because I have told you people that when you go out or you're at a family gathering or you're having a company dinner and you have that one glass of wine that you really, really like, that it's imperative that you sit down and you write out what the name of the wine was, or at least take a picture of it or do something so that when you call your friends in the wine business or to go to your local wine store, you don't go in and say, I had this Spanish wine and I think it's called Virgin something. I need it. Can I buy it?
Yeah.
Yes. So, of course, Doug sends me this week. And as I'm answering all of your emails drunk at 9 and 10 o'clock at night, I get this one from Doug saying, hey, I need the Spanish wine. It's called Virgin something.
Now, let's just make a point here. I sent my email to you like at 2:30 in the afternoon.
But it didn't help.
So I wanted to try to catch you, you know, before things, you know, got looser during the day. It's actually my brother. He went to Spain. And at first, he started raving about this wine. And I thought his wine all began with the words Bud Light, but anyway.
great vintage, by the way. Oh, absolutely outstanding vintage.
I understand it was a good year for that.
Yes.
And he starts telling me about this fantastic wine that he has in Spain. And so I'm just getting these little fragments. And I figured, you know, being you a person of much knowledge could unravel this, you know, kind of Rubik's Cube, so to speak.
Three emails later, Doug, well, it may just start with a V, and I think it's from Malice. And I think it's red. And
yeah.
I'm like, oh, Lord. Now, see, here's why we warn you not to do this. Because those of us who are in the wine business professionally, it then becomes a quest. Because after all, if we're actually hosting radio shows or writing columns or running a winery, well, we know everything. So, of course, I'm going to have to find an answer. That and the fact he signs my paychecks. But past that, I lost an hour and a half out of my life because I was obsessed trying to figure out what he could possibly mean. And there's nothing more frustrating for a wine professional than to have to throw in the towel and say, I give up. Find me another kind of detail. So keep that in mind, listeners, as you go to your wine shop. When you ask these kind of questions and you see the poor little guy behind the counter, his hair stands on end, his face gets red and sweat beads out, and he immediately grabs the computer, you've done him in. I suggest you find another wine shop because he's going to duck every time you walk back in that door.
That's why the camera phones are so good, because you can snap the picture. And I've done that now in a couple of restaurants when we have a, you know, particularly good bottle. And I'm not going to remember the name 3 weeks later because they all sound alike to me. But if I take a picture of the label and take it in and show it to the person behind the counter, usually that moves things along just a little bit.
Yes, of course. Doug's trying to give a politically correct answer, but usually it's a text to me at whatever hour or day it might be.
What is this?
Well, what is this, and can you get it?
And I have attached a picture or two. So, you know, I want a deal on this, but that's great. But, you know, holidays are good for being festive, and everybody was responsible yesterday, so that was good. And but it is such – I'd forgotten that feeling to be – put back together with all my siblings at one time, because there's a 20-year difference. I'm 55. My oldest brother is 75. And all of us have gone in different paths. No two are alike. I mean, only the fact that, you know, we all look like we would play guard is, you know, I'm the tall one at 5'6". I would be the center on the Rice family basketball team.
You are the man standing above the crowd.
I would be for part of the time.
Hey, Laura, as a connoisseur of fine wine and a master of coffee, bounce the wine-coffee combination off of Doug.
Okay.
Oh,
well,
please.
Actually, the question I had for him is, where was Doug last segment? Since Doug's willingly giving out his age, we should have asked Doug what to get an older couple for, you know, for what kind of wine.
That's right.
All right.
Wine or coffee?
Well, no. What we were talking about is someone had emailed me a question. There's this new trend in the wine business. If you'll go into a wine set right now, you can find something called Choco Vine, and you can find something called Barista. And Choco Vine is chocolate wine, and Barista is coffee wine. And it has raised some interesting questions and concerns. And Kent and I were laughing. I'm like, well, you know, you have to have coffee, you have to have chocolate, you have to have wine on any given day. If you're in a real hurry and you just want to mix them all together, it may work. What are your impressions on that?
My first blush on this, because I think I saw where Starbucks or somebody was thinking about this, it doesn't sound very appealing. And that is, without a taste test at all, it doesn't appeal to me. I mean, if I want chocolate and alcohol, I'm doing Kahlua with vodka. I mean, that satisfies that. Or you can do all three. You can do Kahlua, vodka, coffee.
There you go.
You're home free.
Isn't that a Black Russian?
It is.
I think that's a Black Russian.
It is Black Russian.
See, but this is a wine show.
I know.
We're supposed to be focusing on wine. I know you're wandering down the spirit trail.
I just went next door over to the ABC store.
Yeah, people tend to wander off every time I start. How come every time I start talking, people have to wander off to the liquor store? I'm going to start taking this personally at some point.
Oh, I wouldn't do that at all.
No, of course not.
No, never. Never. Never think it's about you.
No, put the glass down, Doug.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a small break right here. And for those of you that are brave enough to stay with us, we will find some other entertaining guests and questions in the next segment.
Merry Christmas. Joyous Yuletide.
The Wine Crush returns in a moment.
Are you feeling the credit card crunch? Increasing prices and the cost of credit are stretching budgets and preventing people just like you from getting ahead or just catching up with their debts. American Financial Solutions is a nonprofit organization that can help you get back on track with your debts and strengthen your financial situation. We offer a customized debt management plan, not a consolidation loan or a settlement, but a renegotiation of terms with your current creditors. You could benefit from lower interest rates, reduced fees, finally having your past due accounts brought back into current status, and a single monthly payment. So if you're falling behind on your credit cards, medical bills, or accounts and collections, get your current statements together and give American Financial Solutions a call now.
Here's the number for your free debt analysis. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. 800-793-2153. Not all services available in all states. Terms and conditions apply.
You've been hearing and seeing good things about Z-Max Micro Lubricant everywhere, and you're curious, what is Z-Max Micro Lubricant? Well, it's the only pure micro lubricant that penetrates into the metal of your engine to clean out deposit buildup, improve gas mileage, and your engine's performance. Go ahead, get a bottle, add Z-Max to your oil and gas. It's easy to do. Get Z-Max at a retail performance partner near you, and you'll experience a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. Z-Max it.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, gold garage and pit passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Mozart toasties are so very great. Kids rejoice when Mozart's on their plate.
They know they're quite nutritious
and so delicious.
They'll lick the dishes
and soon you'll realize how impactful your kids' involvement in the arts can be.
They'll get better grades, make more friends, and express their individuality. When they learn to play some music, act or paint or dance or write creatively.
Hot from the toaster and filled with the essential creative thinking skills of an 18th century musical genius, Mozart Toasties are an important part of an arts-healthy childhood. Studies show that involvement in the arts helps kids increase test scores and promotes academic achievement. Feed your kids the arts. For 10 simple ways to learn how, visit AmericansForTheArts.org. The arts. Ask for more. Brought to you by Americans for the Arts, the NAMM Foundation, and the Ad Council.
Crush, I'm Laura Lawson, and you are listening to our holiday show that is coinciding with the Performance Racing Network's Christmas party. So, our last impromptu guest, Mr. Doug Rice, president of PRN, Some of you may recognize his voice from some of the races that he does around the country. And like I said, people are just dropping in. Actually, right now, Miss Alicia Lingerfelt has wandered in.
Hey.
And we're going to put her on the spot about some wine in 1 second. But I do have to, I want to touch base on two things that Doug said. Number one, I know every restaurant person that listens to this show, when Doug got on and talked about 20 people all unexpectedly showing up for lunch, I know for a fact my husband's hair stood on end. He's just probably thinking this is a logistical nightmare. So we're going to use Doug as a prime example of two things to do. Number one, do not ever, in the middle of the holiday season, walk into your local Olive Garden and say, hey, I have 5. No, I have 8. No, I have 10. Oh, wait, I have 20. Unless you absolutely want to watch that whole restaurant and the kitchen melt down and some poor little guy come off the line with the knife and run out and see who did that.
No.
That is a no-no. We must plan ahead. Do not do that to a restaurant if you ever want to go back. But secondly, it is important to remember that this is that time of year. Impromptu get-togethers, spur of the moment. I have lived my way that for the last 18 days. Everything I have done has been impromptu. Everything I planned went out the window. So in doing so, be prepared. It's always nice to have that extra bottle of wine around the house, extra case of wine in my case, and make sure that if someone wants to drop by, if you need to go somewhere, you have that just sitting on the counter and ready to go. There's my friendly advice for the holiday season.
The only thing in Doug's defense is he's one of a litter. He has 8 brothers and sisters, so it's always, I mean, that's, they've got half a group of 10 or 12 if they just go to McDonald's. So,
well, that's true.
Yeah, so he's part of a litter.
And in Doug's defense, if all of his brothers are like Doug, there were more than 20 people there with all the different personalities that came out of each one of them.
Probably, but that's another show.
Yeah, that's a whole other show. Probably not something Wine Crush needs to cover. Now, Alicia is, I'm not saying she's new to wine. Alicia and I have had the chance to share several glasses together, but slowly but surely we are turning her on to things. But she is my true diehard representative of someone in the simple sense that champagne is her thing. Sparkling wine, all the time,
yummy,
every day. And that's why she is my poster child, because she wasn't that big of a wine person before. We introduced her to Domaine Carneris Le Rêve.
Well, they've kicked me out. I've been cut off there when I've been there.
You have to understand, when Alicia and I first started hanging out, she didn't drink that much. She wasn't into wine. We turned her on to Domaine Carneris champagne. She went to the winery. She signed up for the wine club. She was getting her wine before I saw it, and she would call me and taunt me and say, ha ha, I have 2 bottles of Le Rêve and you don't have any. Well, since then, we are working on her. All right, Alicia, we got you into the champagne. What have you been drinking lately?
Well,
what do you like?
I still do my Chardonnays. I'm getting into the Merlots and getting into the Cabs, and I like the Pinot Noirs, but the only thing was, when you go out, especially if you're on a date or you're meeting people, which glass is going to, the first sip is going to give you the purple teeth, and which one is, how do you not get the purple teeth? That's why I don't drink as much red wine, so I'm not trying as many.
I love this. This is what's fun about these get-togethers. It's questions that none of us ever think about. For the record, if you're going out on your first date, if you've just had your teeth bleached, if you don't want to, if you have to go somewhere after lunch, do not drink Zinfandel. Do not drink Syrah. Do not drink real heavy old Cabernets. Not only will they stain your teeth, they'll stain your lips and stain your gums. So those are the things you want to avoid. I have a good friend who is in the dating scene right now, and she has learned something. And I hate to pass this on, but it may be a good tip for those out there. She insists on having a glass of Sauvignon Blanc every time before she has to go on a date, because she doesn't want her date to know that she has to drink before he comes over, and she's learned that he can't smell Sauvignon Blanc on her breath. So see, those two things tie together. If you're trying to keep your teeth white, stay away from red wine. If you don't want your date to know you're drinking, drink Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay.
Does that kind of work?
Yeah.
All right. Having made the leap from champagne to Chardonnay, what has been the hardest wine for you to get used to drinking? What have you tasted that you've just tasted and said, no, not going to drink it?
The Sauvignon Blanc.
Sauvignon Blanc.
It's too fruity. It's got too much of a grapefruit taste almost to it. My palate has not developed towards that yet.
Well, this is fun. We ought to do this more often. When you have a wine like that, if you're getting a lot of grapefruit, it's probably New Zealand Sauvignon Blanc. I could find you a Sauvignon Blanc you would like, but this is what we need to avoid. You know, I've had a Sauvignon Blanc. I don't like it. You are the ideal wine person. You are willing to go out and try anything. And I will say that I have sat with Alicia several times and here said, just shut up and drink it. She's like, I don't know if I like that. Don't care. Here, drink it. But
I've sent you IMs. What do I want? I'm at this restaurant. I don't know anything on the list. Tell me what I want. And they've always been good.
Yes. So in developing that and knowing you're open-minded and knowing that you want to try different things, it's great to know what your limitations are. Chances are you don't like the grapefruit taste, so never drink anything from New Zealand. And number two, my guess is you don't like Sauvignon Blancs because they're very acidic.
Yeah.
And I know that sometimes you've tasted a Chardonnay or tasted even some champagne that you're like, it kind of bites, I don't like it. But this is what everybody needs to do, whether you're doing it during the holiday season, whether you're doing it in the upcoming new year. Please be open-minded. Like I said, when Alicia and I first really started hanging out, she was a Michelob Ultra girl. And then
they're still nice.
They're still hey, once again, like the Bud Light Great Vintage. There is a time and place for all of them. But do make that an impression on yourself. Make sure that when you're going out to enjoy things that you're willing to try something different.
It's called research, and I'm all about research.
Hey, I think everybody needs to research more. I think I need to start researching here shortly. But it's interesting to look at things. Now, I'm going to let you help me answer a question because it's interesting. I want to see if you can kind of go off on this. I have I guess maybe we aren't going to work on this. But when you're out talking about wines, do you have problems with the terms like long finish, depth, character, flabby? Do you ever have problems describing a wine?
Sometimes. But I don't get all the caramels and all of that stuff. I like a soft finish. I like it. I guess so.
That's why I'm asking. As we plan ahead.
Sorry, I didn't get that answer. Yes. What was that answer?
As we plan ahead for 2011, we'll use this. We'll do shows about wine terms. I don't think we've done an entire show about terms, and we can have a lot of fun with that. Bitter, flabby,
I've never had
acidic.
A flabby wine, I don't think. Well, I may have, but I just didn't know it.
Now, what is a flabby wine?
Well, a flabby wine is one that just doesn't have enough acid to it. That or it can be one that talks too much. It just depends on how
it's
much
you have. It's a Gabby wine.
It's a Gabby wine, exactly.
We have those in the booth, don't we?
Yes, we have a lot of them. All right, speaking of Gabby wines, I have gotten Gabby, and we got to take a small break. When we return, of course, we are going to get back to whatever questions y'all might have regarding the wine world.
Well, I don't know what to say, except it's Christmas, and we're all in misery.
Merry Christmas from the Wine Crush.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Let us wine and dine you. Visit GoPRN.com and enter the Sonoma Wine and Dine Sweepstakes. You could be the winner of a trip for two to Infineon Raceway for the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series race in June 2011. You'll also win two suite tickets, Gold Garage and Pit Passes to the race, plus two round-trip airline tickets, four-night hotel accommodations, a helicopter ride to and from the track, transportation to and from the airport and for the wine tour, dinner in San Francisco, and $5,000 cash. For official rules and to enter, head to GoPRN.com and click on the banner.
Don't let your car or truck turn into a clunker. Z-Max. Z-Max added to your oil and your gas tank can clean internal engine components and fuel systems, reduce engine wear, and give you better mileage. Z-Max is a pure micro lubricant that gives you a smoother, stronger running, better performing engine. These are some big claims, but they've all been backed up by some of the most rigorous testing in the industry. Z-Max Micro Lubricant, available at your favorite auto parts retailer.
Have you ever dreamed of being a karate master? Well, stop dreaming and start chopping with the Karate Glove.
Hi, my name's Molly, inventor of the Karate Glove, and I have just 1.5 words for you. Hi-ya!
The Karate Glove chops through anything. Just put it on and instantly chop through wood. Concrete. Brick walls. Trees. Small cars. It can even chop through these 8 guitars.
It chops things.
If I can invent a karate glove, just imagine what you can do. Visit InventNow.org to get started on your invention. Anything's possible. Keep thinking.
Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
It's hi-ya time!
You better watch out, you better not cry. You better not pout, I'm telling you why.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and today is the holiday edition of The Wine Crush. And I think, as you can tell, the theme of today's show has been impromptu. We are imprompting all over the place around here with people wandering in and out. Now, Kent, it's been interesting. Of course, we've had Doug come in. We've had Alicia come in. You've got to have a wine question. You got to have something.
Well, what I was going to tell you is at the party that we're going to later, what
going
I want
to?
You to do, yes.
Okay.
We're going.
Going to?
Going to later.
Uh-huh.
I wanted you to pick out my wine for the evening.
Well, because absolutely.
You were the one. You switched me from red wines to white wines.
Well, that's what I do to everybody. It traumatizes them.
I have switched over. I now prefer Chardonnay, so I want you to pick out the Chardonnay I will like.
I most certainly will, but chances are if I know the party, there's only going to be one, so you aren't really going to have that big of a choice.
Oh, okay.
But, hey, I'll be happy to bring you a glass.
Okay, good
How
deal.
About that? Well, here's a question, and I know we're trying to wrap this up real quick. Did you switch from red wines to white wines because you wanted to try them or because you felt obligated?
I started trying them, and I like them because they're lighter. I just like them better.
Well, some people just switch because they're scared of me. So we do walk that fine
that
line.
That too.
Yeah, that too. Well, poor Alicia and Doug and everybody else. Here, drink this. Yes, ma'am. So it's easier. But in all fairness, getting back to the point, I hope you've had as much fun on the show today as I have. And it's interesting to hear different people's point of view, people who aren't doing wine day in and day out. But I do mean what I said in the last segment. The key to the holidays and having fun, if you're going to sit back and you're going to try and plan every meal, every bottle, every glass that you're going to do, you are going to miss out on so much fun of the holiday season. Whether it's going out to dinner with a whole bunch of family out of the blue, whether it's gathering up with friends and trying something different, or even something as simple as going to your local wine bar and saying, hey, I usually drink Merlot, I'll try a Chardonnay today. It's the things outside the box that make the holiday special. And you can take that in so many different directions. It's not about the presents. It's not about the trappings. It's not about the meals. It's about the things you did say, wow, that was just outstanding that we happened to drop in there and have a glass of wine. Or thank you so much for swinging by and having a glass of wine with me. But it's all those things that kind of add it together and make the season very, very special. Well, I hope you've enjoyed today's Crush. And once again, I do ask you, email me or call me, 877-4-CRUSH-1, with your wine questions, and also to let me know what you feel about green. All right, here at The Crush, reminding you, as always, to sip socially, to drink responsibly, to drink what you like, not what you're told, but most importantly, in vino veritas, in wine, there's truth. I'm Laura Lawson, and I'll talk with you next week.